Hi, this is Lee Cooper out in the Bering Sea aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy. We're continuing to work south of St. Lawrence Island on studying biological changes in the ecosystem here that may result from sea ice retreat and other climate changes. And of course, understanding climate change in any system depends on putting in the context of longer term environmental change, and so one of the people that's on board with us is Beth Casey from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, where she works with Julie Brigham Gretty on paleoclimate. And I might mention that the weather's been pretty bad today. We've had 45 knot winds, and the snow's been blowing in our face, and Beth has been out there on the back deck trying to get some sediment samples, and I wonder why you're going to so much trouble and what you're going to do with them, and tell us a little bit about the research you're doing.
Okay, well, hi, Lee. It's true, I'm a little bit of a different person out here on the ship. Most everybody's a biologist, and I really look at things from a geological perspective. And I'm actually very interested in how sea ice has changed in the Bering Sea for, say, 20,000 years or even 400,000 years. But one of the things that's sort of hard to get at is, if you look down in the sediments, if you go back in time down core, it's hard to sort of know, okay, if we're seeing certain algae species down core, exactly what kinds of conditions do those algae like? So I'm looking at diatoms, which is a type of algae. They're yellow-brown algae, and they really like sea ice. There are a few species that live in the sea ice up here. So what I'm trying to do for my PhD dissertation is to associate the specific species of diatoms that live in the sea ice, and then look down in time and see, look for periods in time when those species are very prevalent in the sediment. So the first thing that I've done is I've looked out across the Bering Sea as a whole and found spots where there's differing amounts of sea ice. So there's some spots in the Bering Sea where they have 2 months of sea ice per year, some spots where there's 4 months, some spots where there's 8 months. So I'm trying to go get sediment samples from all of those different spots and look exactly at the collection of diatom species that are present in those samples and try to say, okay, this is the group of species that's present when there's 2 months, and this is the group of species that's present when there's 8 months. Then when I look back down in time to 20,000 years ago and I say, oh, here's that same group of species that was present when there's 8 months of sea ice today, so it's a pretty reasonable guess to say back 20,000 years ago there was 8 months of sea ice at this particular spot.
Okay, so. Well, that's great, and I might mention we've been measuring chlorophyll out here in the water, and it's quite murky and tea-colored at the surface because there is a lot of sea ice algae that's getting dislodged from the ice that's melting and being sloshed around by these high winds, and so we are seeing a lot of chlorophyll in the surface, and we are detecting it on the bottom, and some of these sediments are going home to Massachusetts with Beth. So thanks for listening in, and we'll be in touch soon again with another podcast from the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Healy working in the Bering Sea this month, May 2006. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.